It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But let's welcome the Eagles outstanding center, John, as we have Jason Kelce on the show every single Wednesday at this time.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com.
All right, the Birds are 6-1, and we'll certainly do some Eagles with Jason, like obviously. But it's really a heavy Phillies day, and we'll focus a lot on that with Jason. He's been through a lot of games. Jason Kelce with us right now. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Joe. How we doing?
Not
great. Yeah.
So, Jason, what is your reaction to seeing the Phillies lose and lose the way they did, and what stood out to you?
It was a heartbreaker. I think a lot of it. I think it doesn't make it easier. This team was so easy to fall in love with.
Yeah.
I think the Harper clip that you just shared after the game, and you saw how close the team was. And I think it gets really hard when teams that you really fall in love with and think can get it done, don't get it done. And I think we all felt that. And it was so close, it was a series that really took a 90-degree turn there.
It did.
At game four. And felt like we never really got our mojo back after that. Even, when we won game five, it wasn't – still felt like something was off after it. And, unfortunately, the bats cooled off. And, I know we focus on ourselves, but, you got to tip your hand. Arizona's pitching, I mean, they did a good job.
And they showed showed guts, Jason. I mean, that team easily could have just wilted. And they showed – I don't really want to focus on it much, but I agree with you. The Diamondbacks showed guts. Jason, let me ask you this question. I'm fascinated to know the answer to this because – we, through an hour and a half of the show here, have focused a lot on ourselves emotionally and how we feel as fans.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, you have played at the highest level of pro football, and you have won the ultimate game, and you have lost the ultimate game. I would say this is not quite on the same level because it's not the championship round, and it's not played before 100 million people, but it's damn close. It's the game to get to the championship round. Here's what I want to know, Jason.
Yeah.
What are the players feeling today when they wake up? You woke up about 7 months ago after losing the Super Bowl. What are these guys feeling this morning when they wake up?
I mean, you just heard it right after the game with what Bryce just said. You're focusing on all the things that you could have done throughout the series. Kimbrel's thinking about game three and game four, and Harper's thinking about that last at bat as though that was the one time that the series was decided. And, it's going to tear you apart.
How long does it take? How long does it take for a player to move forward, to feel good again?
Everybody's different. And, obviously if you have a crucial moment in the game, sometimes you never get over that. You're always going to think about that to some degree, I grew up an Indians fan. I bet if you bring up Jose Mesa game seven, he's going to remember that one. And, this is the reality of sports, and this is the downside of it. When everything's on the line, You don't get the next opportunity to go back out there and forget about it. It's just there. And, you know, I hope that these guys, especially, you know, Bryce and, you know, these guys realize that, you know, not any one of these moments, no matter how high the stakes were the determining factor. It's always the culmination of everything. And they'll get to that point. But, I mean, they're going to be dragging themselves through the mud, at least for the next probably week or so. And to some extent, they'll be thinking about the mistakes they made, not the great things that got them there, probably the rest of their lives. And it'll get less with time, but, you know, it's always going to sting, for sure.
So how hard is it to convert that loss into motivation? And how do you master that?
Well, that's easy. You know, that's the easy part. You know, these guys are going to be really fired up. There's no question about that. And they know how close they were and, you know, how this series could have gone very easily differently. And I think, you know, I don't know what the situation is as far as, like, contractually and what guys have coming back for next year. I think Wheeler is up for a contract, maybe I saw. But outside of that, you know, there's you know, these guys are going to be fired up to get back at it again next year. But they're not even thinking about that right now. I mean, I think right when we lost the Super Bowl, you know, you're immediately like want to get back out there. They want to get back out there right now. But obviously they're going to have to wait a little bit, unfortunately.
Jason, when you guys lost the Super Bowl, did you see teammates cry?
No. You know, I usually cry in professional sports when things go really well. There's not a lot of crying when you lose, at least, you know, within each other. It's more just, you know, I mean, this aura of silence and sadness that permeates the entire air. So, you know, I think
makes sense.
You know, I cried after the game, but to be honest, it was not for losing. It was, you know, I saw my mom and, you know, was overwhelmed with joy for her and everything that kind of happened throughout the week with our family. It was a weird moment where I was, you know, really, really happy for her combined with this immense pain from the game. But, you know, I don't, even before that, even when I saw my brother, you know, I didn't tear up. It was something weird about seeing my mom on the field that had a very visceral reaction for me. But, you know, I think for the most part, you know, at least publicly, you know, in front of your teammates, guys aren't crying.
That makes sense. But it does. It makes sense.
I don't want to speak for everybody.
I understand. Yeah. No, I certainly understand.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jason Kelce with us here. Jason, we will get to a bit of Eagles here in a moment with you. Obviously, the predominant reason why we have you on a weekly basis, we appreciate that. Let me get one more Phillies-related question in. Look, I believe if you wanted to run for mayor of Philly, you could win. You've got a great pulse for the people of Philadelphia, and I'm curious, 3 months, you have seen twists and turns in the Philadelphia fans in your tenure since being drafted, you know, when Andy Reid was the head coach, going back now, you know, a decade or so. 3 months from now, Jason, what's your sense of how 3 months from now fans will remember this? Will it be what wasn't and could have been, or will it be what was and what was fun?
I mean, there'll always be a sense of, like, what could have been. And, you know, everybody always wants to win the World Series. And I think that that's understandable, obviously, in professional sports and fandom. But you know, I really think the city fell in love with this team.
That's right.
I think the players, you know, they had so much heart and so much passion and love for each other that, you know, I think the city felt that. And I think that, you know, there's no question those guys wanted it and gave everything they had. And I think as long as you do that in Philadelphia, the fans love you. And that's number one. That's number, you know, do you represent the city, you know, the way it demands? So, you know, I think they'll be good.
I agree with you on that. Jason Kelce. All right, Jason, let's do one or two Eagles questions. And congrats on the victory as you guys got to 6-1. Very impressive win. And John, what do you got for Jason here?
Jason, was this the best the pass pro has performed against the Dolphins last week? It looked like Jalen was solid in the pocket more than I can remember.
Yeah, it was certainly a good day in pass. I mean, we've had some solid games, some obviously the Jets game, not a highlight with how much pressure he was facing in the second half. Certainly a huge bounce back game for us. I felt like we did a good job in pass pro. Could have done some better things in the run game. But overall, you know, the offense felt pretty darn good. It felt like we were going off of things well. Nothing was non-existent. It was a really good functioning offense, especially fun with how well our defense is playing, man.
Always the defense, too. The run D is ranked first in the NFL now. Do they feel significantly stouter in practice when you go up against these guys?
I mean, dude, probably worst part of my day is warming up for the game and trying to run block Jordan Davis. I'm like, dude, this because he doesn't hold back. And I'm like, brother, I feel bad for a center that has to try and get up under you, knowing when you know who's blocking them and what's coming at you. That's a dangerous man right there. So they're great. I mean, they have a little bit of everything, which I think is important. You know, they have speed and power. They're not one-dimensional on that side of the ball. You know, obviously Jordan Davis, you know, Jalen Carter, Fletcher Cox. You know, they have these big, powerful guys. But then they got Milton Carter, and they got, you know, Josh Sweat, and you know, Derek Barnett. All these guys kind of fill their roles. And it's really fun to watch right now. And you can see the confidence that's exuding out of them. Even playing the number one – I don't know if Miami was the number one rushing offense, but they were good. I mean,
no question,
you
for sure.
At those
no question.
Stats before that game. And so for the defense to do that, man, that was impressive. And a huge game for us coming off of obviously a very disappointing game against the New York Jets.
Hey, Jason, I want to thank you. The last couple of weeks, man, rolling with the punches. We asked you a lot of Phillies questions, and we know you get it, and we know you live it, and we know you enjoy it. But thanks for that. And also, I'll just say, I don't have to tell you. You know where the attention of Philadelphia sports fans is going in about 2 or 3 days. And I'll just say this. It's not to James Harden.
I understand.
Good luck, Jason. 6-1. Go get 7-1. We'll sit back and enjoy with great confidence on Sunday, you guys. Thank you, Jason.
All right.
There he is, Jason Kelce. You know, speaking
what a treasure. What a treasure, man.
Yeah, that guy's unbelievable.
Seriously. Unbelievable. Well, and he gets us,
he gets
man.
It. He gets
he
it.
Gets us.
He gets
like,
it.
Man, I felt a lot of what he was saying.
He gets it.